What do I consider to be benchmarks when it comes to website functionality and something else? Right, I wonder what this kind of question could mean. I'm not going to list any websites now, but I'm going to say what I think are the key things in relation to a website. And the complication these days is that the word website at one stage was a very static thing, and it's now been metamorphosed into a very active thing. So the first thing I have about a website is that as far as I'm personally concerned, engagement is the issue, and activity and creating communities are the issues for websites. But I am looking at it. My personal interest is in branding and the development of businesses as brands. And brands are conversations in my world. And so everything I would have to say about a website would be about how engaging it is, how easy it makes, how easy it is for people to touch. To use Chris Brogan's recent phrase from his email last week, what the touch points are and how attractive they are. I've now got a Irish School of Motoring learner in front of me, and I better calm down. But so as far as I'm concerned, the benchmark, the issue, the criterion, if you like, or the item against which I would benchmark websites are the extent to which they are really engaging. I rate websites highly in terms of their design, meaning their ease of use, how quickly and how simply they communicate with the users, what they want, what there's an opportunity to do on the website. Users come to a website with certain expectations, demands, needs, wants, desires, and the website. I need to get off at Douglas in a minute. Yeah, I need to be careful. I'm not faffing around and making a mistake. Here we are. This'll do me. I don't want Douglas East, I want Douglas West. Okay. Yeah, websites, ease of use, yeah. People have already got an agenda. It's people, the consumers of websites are not passive anymore. So you can't do enough to kind of find out what your users want from you and then do it. So, what else can I say? Design matters a lot. There are websites that can be quite passive, and they just give you basic information about the company, but they fulfill one simple requirement, is that they effectively address one call to action. They tell you how to get in touch with the company to find out more. I see nothing wrong with those for certain companies, especially business to business. They can be ideal, simple, unfussy. They don't fall between two stools. But I suppose I should relate this to Audioboo in some way, particularly since that's what's on my mind. A website needs to give the impression that it's going out of its way to provide a service. I think that's it. It's about providing a service. And in the case of something like Audioboo, which is providing a platform, it's the supporting of communities is terribly important, I think. Now, yeah, I think it is very important that a website recognizes that there will be different communities of interest, and that it does something to address those. What else am I doing? Benchmarking matters. You know, the standards are being ratcheted up all the time. they really are. Websites are getting better. There is a hobby horse I have, and it's about the writing part of a website. I think that too many people are wrapped up in SEO in a particular kind of a way that they end up writing gobbledygook from a communication point of view. So I think it's very important that a website is well written, that it follows the basic principles of business English for the most part. I'm talking now about the vast majority of websites, as opposed to one that would set out to be, you know, deliberately obscure with language in order to be playful or whatever, be artistic. But the basic principles of English writing for business have been violated very, very much by website designers, writers, producers, so much so that I very seldom come across a website that I think is well written. The cardinal error, the one that I use as a benchmark when I go to a new website, is how many words are there in the first three sentences? What's the average sentence length? Now, I spent a whole chunk of my life training people on how to write for business. And, you know, 101, the very first lesson on the very first day almost was, was about, if you're going to write something in English and you on an online space in particular, you have to write it in such a way that people don't have to read it three or four times before they understand it. But most websites violate that principle right from the first sentence. They write a long sentence that you have to reread. So basically, they fail to use English in a sense-making way. Okay, they will achieve their purpose by other means, but it's usually at sufferance. And occasionally you come across a website that has had a lot of good copywriting done for it, and it's a joy, it really is. So okay, I'm coming now to the Maryborough Hotel where I'm going to meet a client, and that's the end of part two of this series of audio boos designed to help audio boo. And these are kind of notes that will help me to write something succinct later on in the day. If you're interested in listening, I'm delighted. If you're not, I wouldn't blame you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.